Although the city of Kent Council tries to accommodate all residents, some feel as though they're not being as transparent as they should be. Chris Myers, a landlord in Kent, has been a resident for over 30 years, and as the city of Kent continues to grow through renovations, he's expressed his concern for the lack of consideration for his tenants who have to deal with the aftermath of the construction. This has led to him being at odds with the council in the way they've chosen, or rather, not chosen, to handle things.
There's 224 South Willow, and you can still see the filth on the siding that started in 2015 in May. Beverly Warren was the first to know about it. I finally had them cited by the Akron Regional Air Quality Management District for a clean air violation. So I've been asking, council denied they had anything to do with it. When I'd talk to them, they'd say no. That's state property. We can't do anything about it.
By attending the city council meetings and speaking during the portion where the audience is allowed to speak for 30 minutes, Myers has constantly spoken about his frustrations with how his tenants are treated. But one comment he made sparked a different conversation.
I'm down at council, and one day I said again, has anybody gone up on the porch? Garrett Ferrez stuck his hand up and said he'd been up on the porch. I said, did you see the filth on the siding? He didn't answer. He just kind of looked embarrassed. I said, did you rub your hand on the siding and watch the dust fly off? He came back and just totally changed the subject. And he said, Mr. Myers, I can tell you because that architecture building is there. Your property value is worth more. I said, that's an asinine remark. I said, that has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
After making that comment, Tara Grimm, the clerk of council, wrote in the minutes that Myers used insulting and vulgar language toward Councilman Ferreira. This resulted in Myers asking for the audio recording of the conversation from Grimm, only to find out that audio recordings of the council meetings are destroyed after being written up.
I said, you destroy the audio recordings? That's the best public record you have. Oh, yes, it's council policy to destroy them. So I said, well, then I went to council and I said, I have no recourse to defend myself on what I said back and forth with Mr. Ferrer.
Fortunately for Myers, Grimm found the recording in her recycling bin and allowed Myers to come to her office and record it from his device. However, Myers still thinks it's a mistake for the audio recordings to be deleted. Hope Jones, law director for the city of Kent, said their records retention schedule only requires that the audio recordings of the meetings only need to be kept until the written meetings are approved.
I do not know why the Records Commission came to that conclusion as to how long they wanted to keep the audio recording, but we are, council is having a discussion about that. I mean, he has brought that issue up and they are considering it. I do not know where that will go.
Although Myers is not on good terms with the council, Jones gives him credit for being so passionate about this issue.
Everyone's passionate about different things, and this is something that he would like to see be done. Do I think he's a little bit more upset than maybe he should be? Maybe, but it's his passion. So if that is something that he's championing, that he would like to see the public have the opportunity to be able to go back and listen word for word to what happened in a meeting, bless his heart.